All right, 1380 WPHM. When we talk about Michigan-made products and go way, way back in history, let's talk about the Model T a little bit. A five-passenger family car with a range of 225 to 250 miles on a single tank of gas. This was pretty popular when it was first introduced. It was also kind of expensive. Joining us right now to talk about the introduction of the Model T and kind of put it into perspective with today's prices is Ford Archives and Heritage Brand Manager Ted Ryan. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What was that like when the Model T was brand new and it was being marketed to families across the country?
Well, the Model T was actually groundbreaking. It was expensive comparatively, but not so much. Other vehicles that were on the market at the time were actually quite a bit more expensive. The Model K, which had come just a short year or so before, it was a $2,000 car. But the Model T was released, and it was about $850, which one of my team members had some fun and ran that through an inflation calculator, and we realized that that's about $25,000 in today's money. And that when you compare that to the Maverick that we just released, where we actually are releasing a less expensive product today than would have been released more than 100 years ago.
So that's interesting. So we take the Maverick of today and compare that to the Model T of yesteryear, and it turns out the Maverick is actually a better deal.
It is a better deal, and what I had some fun with is the Model T ad featured some of the standard features, like a windshield was a standard feature on the Model T.
not a windshield wiper. Hang on, not a windshield wiper, not the kind of glass, just the fact that it was a windshield.
Just the fact it had a windshield. It also came with two kerosene lamps that were on the front of the vehicle. And a gas lamp for the rear of the vehicle. So compare that to the Maverick, which is listing at $1,995, and it has all the technology. It has the built-in modems, the 8-inch screen, 500 miles on a tank of gas. You know, it just tells you how advanced automobile manufacturing has come in the last 100 years, because the 10 Lizzie, the Model T, was a groundbreaking car at the time.
We really take that technology for granted, too, don't we, Ted?
We do, and all the safety features that are built in today's vehicle. The one thing I will say about the Model T is that with Henry Ford's vision of a less expensive car, as he put the assembly line into place in 1913, and remember the T came out in 1908, the prices began to drop. And he actually got the price of a Model T down to about $250 for a base unit. So, you know, that is the car that put America on the highway. And actually at one point in time, over half the vehicles being sold in the United States were Model T. So it did revolutionize everything. But I'm excited with the Maverick that we're able to give so much value. We did the same thing with the Mustang too, though, Paul. We, we introduced the Mustang at $2,635, I think was the price, which put that inflation calculator, that's about $20,000 in today's money. So Ford has had a long heritage of introducing vehicles that are at an entry-level price that everybody can afford, that are at the same time quality vehicles.
Well, and that's so important. If you can get people hooked on your brand early, because these are, let's face it, in many instances, first-time new car buyers, right?
It is. I've got a 19-year-old son and a 21-year-old son, and they both have been they took me to the Maverick build and price site a couple of times while they were home from college for the break. And I told them, get back this a little bit. But, you know, it's a perfect car as an entry-level vehicle. And as a parent, I'm excited with all the technology, all the safety features, the lane assist, everything that we can build into a car now, we can do, and we can still deliver at a great price for an entry-level vehicle.
You know, going back to the Model T, Ted, you said, that it was what the highway led to the Model T. I mean, really, we wouldn't have freeways without the Model T. It really popularized motor vehicles, didn't it?
It did. And take yourself back 100 years, 100 plus years, and consider that most people did not have mobility. If you were born in Detroit, you stayed in Detroit. Born on a farm, you stayed on a farm. The Model T began to open up the freeways, open up the country. There was a famous coast-to-coast race from New York to Seattle that the Model T won handily. And it was because of Henry Ford, the way he designed that vehicle. You know, it had the high wheelbase so that it could go through the creeks and over the ruts in the road. And it had enough horsepower to turn it into whatever you wanted to turn it into. A lot of farmers turned it into plows, and you could put a Model TT, you could put a truck body on it, and you could turn it into a pickup truck. It was a very versatile vehicle. Which was part of the ingenuity of what Ford was doing at the time.
Boy, what do you think Henry Ford would say about the Maverick today?
I think he would love it. I don't know that Edsel would love it as much, because Edsel loved the streamlined beauty. He'd like the new Lincolns coming out. But Henry would love the fact, you know, because think back 100 years to 1913. We reduced the price of the car internally. We could have kept that money. He could have made exorbitant profits, but instead he pumped all of those savings right back into the vehicle and made it more affordable. And then simultaneously in 1914, the $5 a day wage, where he said, everybody that works on my car should be able to buy a car. And, you know, it was that idea of entry level vehicle was what Henry was always after. So I think that he'd be excited about the Maverick.
You mentioned $850 for the original Model T back when it was introduced in 1909. That would be $25,000 in today's dollars. If you could find a Model T today, though, Ted, it would go for probably more than $25,000, wouldn't it? I mean, those are rare and hard to come by, and if you can find one in good condition, they're worth a penny.
They are. Actually, 25 would be a good starting price for one, but yeah. To get one in perfect shape that had been restored, then you're talking more. My dad has a Model A, which is the 27 version, although his is a 31, and I think he paid $32,000 for that one. So The old vehicles, you know, they're collectible and they're fun. Model Ts are hard to drive, too, because all your gas is at the handles, and the clutches are actually reversed. It's a difficult car to learn how to drive. I've only tried once over at the Henry Ford, and I would need a little bit more practice before I'd ever want to take one out on the road.
Maverick's a little bit easier to handle, no doubt about it.
Yes, just a bit.
Ted, great talking to you this morning. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on today.
All right, you bet. Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Ted Ryan is Ford Archives and Heritage Brand Manager. A little fun on our Made in Michigan Monday this morning, looking back on what a Model T would cost when it was first introduced versus some of the Ford vehicles today. Ford, a Michigan company, our Made in Michigan Monday on WPHM.